You're listening to Matt Tales, 40 years of gay adventures, a journey of sex and truth. Polaroid. I take the turn off of Key Biscayne in Miami and find the side street where I park at Club Aqua. It's my first time at this old bathhouse. New buildings have gone up around it over the years, dwarfing it in size and exposing the pool and outdoor area to the views of offices and apartments above. I check in and walk past the pool and into the building in the back. There's little light in the entrance, and the smell of poppers and dampness hits me, turns me on, and makes my stomach flip. I turn the corner and take it all in, seeing doors closed, an entrance to the back outdoor play area, and the number on the door of my room. As I turn and put my key into the lock, I see an open door of a room at the end of the hallway, giving off light and sound. I undress and come back into the hallway, and the far door is still open. I walk slowly toward it and can see it's larger than the other rooms. I stop. The walls are plastered in instant Polaroid photos of guys, hundreds of them. They overlap, hang from each other, and also cover the top of the bed, along with sex toys, lube, and leather. An older, big man, naked, looks at me and smiles. "Come in," he says, but I hesitate. "It's okay, come in." And I do, cautiously. I look around at the walls of boys, and it's like a mural of bodies and cock. "Can I take your photo?" he asks, and then adds, "I pay $50. I feel awkward and say, "It's cool, but no thanks," and step backwards. "Shy," he says, and I say, "Not always," and he smiles. An hour later, I've been getting fucked on the outdoor table on the back deck, and the top lifts me, pulls my hands behind me, and owns me past the other guys and to the door of my room. "Wait," I say, and gesture towards the room at the end. He walks me down, and I stop at the open door, the top still behind me, restraining my wrist with one hand, with his other up around my neck. The big man looks over at us in the doorway. "Now," I say, as he grabs the camera, points, and shoots. You're listening to Matt Tales, 40 years of gay adventures, a journey of sex and truth. Come more than once for more stories. Go to matttales.com, follow me at Matt Tales Gay Adventures on Instagram and Facebook, or DM me at matttalespod@gmail.com, and we'll talk about making a tale of our own. Here's a preview to Sex Club, Matt Tales After Hours, the new podcast from the creator of Matt Tells 40 Years of Gay Adventures. Check it out on all the podcast platforms. You're checking into Sex Club, Matt Tells After Hours. I'm Matt, your host and the creator of Matt Tells 40 Years of Gay Adventures, the autobiographical erotica podcast. In Sex Club, I'll talk to guests about gay sex through the last 50 years, from cruising in phone lines to apps and cams. You'll hear tales from other guys and get to tell your own. Each episode will include a live moment, because you should never leave Sex Club until you get what you want.
She runs out to the car, I rolled down the window, I said, "I need to tell you I'm gay," and I rolled up the window and drove off.
If tying me up and pounding the shit out of me is work for you, then don't answer my ad.
All over Manhattan, I mean, you had sex clubs, you had the piers, you know, with all the warehouses.
Exciting and thrilling. And, you know, and it's, you know, it felt like something new, like you were like I was having sex for the first time again.
Never before had jockstraps turned me on, but now, fuck, it was hot.
You know, I just wanted him to sort of take me away and just love me and give me a life and have sex with me.
It's very secluded, like in the bottom floor of some old building that no one really uses anymore.
And then we'd be out all night at these clubs because the music would just play until 4 or 5 in the morning. And then you'd go out to an after hours place.
Sex work to me is I mean, it's work. It's called sex work for a reason, you know?
Once you let people know who you are, they'll come to you. Like, your people will come to you. And the ones that don't, you don't want them anyway.
Oh.
And guys, it's just guys fucking, and that's all it needs to be.
Someone's like, what does your Prince Albert taste like, Rocco? And I'm like, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
What's cruising? How do you cruise? Like, what would you tell them?
Finding a safe space to stare someone down.
You can find new Sex Club episodes coming soon, hard, and more than once.